Hey, it's Damona. If you're listening to this recording right now, it means you might be feeling a little bit of anxiety about a date that you have coming up, or where a particular relationship may be headed, or just some general anxiety about the future. So I encourage you to sit with me now for about 10 minutes and get some clarity on where you are right now and find some peace within yourself. I'll begin with a quote from one of my favorite Stoics. I have been studying Stoic philosophy now for a while, and it's really made a huge impact on my life in being able to harness the power of Stoicism. And it doesn't mean being without emotion. It doesn't mean negating yourself from having dreams or hopes or wishes, but it really means being comfortable in the now, being flexible, and being able to move forward in the direction that life is meant to take you, regardless of what is thrown in your way. So I'll begin with this quote from Marcus Aurelius. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. What I take away from this is the reminder that it's really the way that you react to the things that are happening in your world that creates all that tension and all that chaos in your mind, that makes your heart race, that makes you stay up at night and have insomnia and be unable to just be right here. So I'd like to lead you through a guided meditation to help you come back to this present moment and help you find your power in being able to revoke this estimate of the future or of these external factors at any moment. You can now sit or lie down, but get somewhere ideally where you can be comfortable in your body, where you're not going to be fidgeting around, where you really feel grounded and centered. I'll give you a moment to get settled before we begin. First, take a few deep breaths and just let go of the day. Whatever you've been carrying up until this point, you're with me for just a few minutes to clear those thoughts and feelings out and to get centered and to be right here. So go ahead and sigh those emotions out, sigh those anticipations out, and get right here with me. Breathe in and out. And I want you to picture yourself sitting on a beach. This is one of those beaches that has a wide open sight lines where it seems to go on forever. And you can see the horizon line. You can see the ocean going in every direction that the eye can see. It seems to go on forever, but you know it does not. But it's out there, and you see where the sky meets the water. You feel beneath you. You're surrounded by warm, soft sand. Feel what that feels like. It's just you for now. It's just you and the ocean waves coming up to the shore. And your body resting softly, surrounded by these little granules of earth. You could play with the sand if you wish. Dig your hands deep into the sand. Feel how it cascades around you when you dig in deeper. Feel how it envelops you, almost as if it's hugging you. The earth is hugging you. yet also supporting you at the same time. Now look out to the horizon. The water is calm. There are no boats. There's no one else out there. But you see, it almost seems like a dot of something in the distance. And you're curious. It's not coming any closer to you, nor moving further away. But you're curious. You want to see what this thing is, because it's so far away. It's just like a little speck in the water, almost at the horizon line. And you feel that feeling of anticipation rising up inside you. You almost want to get in the water and paddle out to see. Here you are on this beach, and there's no one else there. You're completely alone. What is this thing out there that may be coming to be with you? It may be coming to hurt you. It may be there just as a reminder of who you are and that you're okay being on the beach alone, but you don't know. So as these feelings are rising up within you, I want you to take a deep breath. And remember where you are. You're on the beach right now. You're not in the water. And that speck is so far away. And it represents so much potentially. But you can't know what it is. You can't paddle out there. You can't bring it to you any faster than it's able to travel to you. So you gotta be right here. Right here in this moment, with yourself, with the sand, with the sun warming you in its glow. You're in this very moment. And you're okay. You don't need anything else right now, because you know that you are okay. You are safe. You are comfortable. And this idea of chasing that little speck in the water is keeping you from your joy in this moment right now on the beach. So I want you to see that speck, maintain your curiosity about it, but release the anticipation of what's going to happen next with it. There's nowhere else for you to be right now. There's no need to look around the beach and see if there are any other people coming. There's no need to look out to the water to see if you can find any other specks. The only thing you need to do right now is just be. Just be here. Enveloped by the sand, supported by the earth beneath you. Comfortable, yet curious. This is your beach. You can return here anytime you wish. You can feel this feeling at any point in your day just by closing your eyes and placing yourself back on the beach. We're going to come back to the present moment in just a second. but I want you to take one last mental snapshot of the beach that you're on, your happy place, your safe place, the place where the horizon line extends as far as the eye can see. That horizon line is so much possibility. Yet so much anticipation. So just remind yourself, you don't need to get there right now. You can just be here on the beach anytime you wish to feel safe and comforted and secure. Take another deep breath. Lock in that mental snapshot of your special place. And as you're ready, you can begin to flutter your eyes open and come back here to the present moment. The next time that you feel that anticipation rising in you again, whether it's about a date or a relationship that's budding, or even a deeper relationship, a romantic one, a platonic one, a situation with your family, take a moment and go back to your beach. Even 30 seconds of sitting in the sand can help you to relax, get centered, separate yourself from the outcome and the anticipation that creates that anxiety and that dissonance in your mind. And just remember that you're okay. You're okay right here, right now. And you can always go back to that place.